Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish people have departed three times from the land that God gave them. Today, they are in their third return to that land. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us this history lesson.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Independence Day has been about Israel's return to the land at this time in history. So remind everybody, David, what we do know about the circumstances surrounding Israel's last departure, and how does the final return relate to future events?
Well, Jimmy, the third departure was because of the Roman general Titus, who was the son of the emperor Vespasian, and he laid siege to Jerusalem for 5 months in 70 AD, and he destroyed the city and leveled the second temple, and that was foretold by Gabriel in Daniel 9:26. Jesus also foretold this in Matthew 24 when he told his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." Even after Israel's religious leaders conspired with the Romans to kill Jesus, and Jesus arose from the grave and ascended into heaven, as we know, Peter still offered the kingdom to the nation in Acts 2, and then again in chapter 3, when he says this, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." And actually, Israel's final return was prophesied in the land covenant in Deuteronomy 30, verses 4 and 5, where we read, "But you are driven out to the farthest parts under heaven. From there the Lord your God will gather you, and God will bring you to the land your fathers possessed." And in the Davidic covenant, in 2 Samuel 7, we read this, "I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more." So, Jimmy, Israel's full regathering will be during the tribulation, and all the covenant promises of them will be fulfilled during the millennium, and they will be able to celebrate true independence while depending fully on their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, their Messiah.
David James explaining the third return of the Jewish people to the land that God has given them. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Bible tells us that during the 4,000-year history of the Jewish people, they will depart their land that God had given them three times and return to that land. Today, the Jews are in the third return, which is the last one according to the Bible. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel foretold this return some 2,500 years ago in Ezekiel chapter 34. This return is tangible evidence that we are in the days of the rapture. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...